From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for June 2nd.
Just ahead, Glenn County leaders are looking at what's changed since Willows lost its emergency room and what it means for ambulance response.
Also, 2 hours of free parking could be coming to downtown Chico lots. We'll have more on a plan being considered by the Chico City Council.
And California's bullet train has a new roadmap and a nearly $87 billion question still hanging over it.
Those stories are coming up in just a few minutes.
But first, today is Election Day for California's primary.
But ballot return rates are lower than in prior years for Democrats just days before the election. CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Just one day before the election, California's ballot return rate was at 15%. That's similar to the June 2022 primary. But if you take a closer look, Democrats have been more likely to hold on to their ballots until the last minute compared to Republicans this election. Paul Mitchell with the voter data firm Political Data Inc. says this could largely be because Democrats were waiting for their party's frontrunner to emerge to avoid a scenario where two Republicans make it to the general.
These Democratic voters have been waiting to kind of like make the right choice in this governor's race. And in a way, like the invisible candidate in this race is the fear that the other party is going to get two candidates into the runoff.
Some voters can confirm the amount of choices this election has made them fatigued. The ballot lists over 60 people running for governor. Carissa Dodge is a Sacramento resident and voter.
Yeah, you definitely can get overwhelmed. That's why when I was, you know, for California, like all of these different people are trying to be our governor, but it's like there's too many cooks in the kitchen. We just need, like, and the fact that the party is allowing all of these, you know, people to run, and then it's just overwhelming.
Election officials will have 30 days to certify all ballots. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
NSPR has been covering local and regional races ahead of Election Day today. That includes California's newly redrawn Congressional District 2, where several candidates say redistricting has shaped their campaigns. Democrat Jared Huffman is the district's incumbent representative. He says he's not proud of the way Democrats gained an advantage through California's new congressional map and would support reforms in Congress.
You know, instead of having politicians pick their voters, allow voters to pick their politicians. That's the way it ought to work.
Nicolette Hahn-Nyman is an independent and one of seven candidates challenging Huffman. She opposes partisan redistricting, but says the new map creates an opportunity for new leadership.
It opens the possibility of someone like myself as an independent to really challenge the sitting incumbent Democrat.
The new congressional map adds more Republican-leaning North State communities to District 2. Still, Huffman has the backing of the state Democratic Party and enters the race as the best-known candidate in a district that continues to lean Democratic overall. More election coverage at mynspr.org/elections. And tune into our special coverage tonight from 8 to 10.
Could free parking bring more people to downtown Chico? The City Council is considering offering 2 hours of free parking in city lots to take advantage of the summer season. The proposal does not include curbside spaces. The test program would run through December if approved. The plan would also include signs pointing drivers to free parking areas. The council will also consider approving the final city budget and confirming a new fire chief at its meeting tonight.
Officials from Orland, Willows, and Glenn County met last night to review the findings of an independent study of the county's emergency medical system. The study was commissioned after Glenn Medical Center in Willows lost crucial federal funding that supported its emergency room. Orland.news reports that the analysis found that the call on ambulances has not lessened, but having to transport patients to an out-of-area ER has increased travel times and reduced ambulance availability.
Drivers in the Chico area are being asked to slow down and watch out for a temporary lane closure on the Skyway starting this week. The Forest Service says the right lane heading east will be closed for about 2 weeks while construction of a new fire station is underway. The facility broke ground in 2024 and will host a crew from Plumas National Forest that lost their station in the 2020 North Complex fire.
Lastly, California's high-speed rail authority's updated business plan projects a nearly $87 billion funding gap to complete the entire project connecting Los Angeles to San Francisco. The project's board of directors approved the plan on Monday, despite this, but some board members warned that closing that gap needs to be a priority. Board member Jason Elliott.
We're, by my own math, $86.8 billion short of where we need to go, and that's going to require partnership by every definition of that word. I think if we all commit to partnership, we will solve that gap. If we are fighting with each other, we will not.
Rail Authority officials say future funding could come from private investment and commercial development around stations. They also say passenger service between Bakersfield and Merced for the project, now estimated to cost anywhere between $126 and $231 billion, could start as early as 2033.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken DeVol.
And I'm Eric Adams. Hope you have a great day.